Well, we've been talking about the BYU-Utah rivalry all day here on KSL News Radio. Heck, we had an hour-long show today that went into the X's and O's and the excitement. Well, joining me right now in the studio is KSL 5's Dave McCann, who is also BYU-TV's voice of the Cougars. Dave, you are well-versed in the X's and O's of this football game, but I don't want to talk about that. The casual fan who watches one football game a year, and it's BYU-Utah. Let's help them out now. How do you watch this football game? What do you watch for?
This is it. This is neighbor against neighbor, street against street, coworker against coworker. It means everything. And it seems to always be determined by who turns the ball over, who can't keep it, and who keeps giving it. And that's decided the last, you know, the Utes have won six in a row.
There's been drama every single year.
Here's why you should watch this game. There's a good chance that BYU's quarterback isn't going to be tackled at the one-yard line this year. There's a good chance a field goal is not going to hit the goalpost and bounce away, that the quarterback might not throw an interception for a touchdown, and that BYU is not as bad as some of their fans think they are, and the Utes are not as good as some of the fans think they are. It is a true rubber match.
Interesting. And hopefully they'll get it done by midnight, right?
No, they're going deep into the night on this one.
Okay.
Yeah, as you know, a lot of people think, hey, the Cougars can't play past midnight, but that's never been the policy. Isn't the policy. They play when the battle is done, when there's no more people standing, then they march off the battlefield.
So as you're casually watching through these four quarters of football, if there were one player on each team that you were going to be watching closely, who would that be?
Utah's quarterback. He's never started or played in this rivalry. Huntley, he's fast, he's elusive, he's young. The key is to get pressure on him, and then he might be as good as advertised, but he might not be. And we're going to find out on Saturday night. Now, for the Cougars, Tanner Mangum, he's struggled the last couple of games. He's their quarterback, number 12. Can he get the ball out on time, get it to his fast receivers, and move downfield? They didn't get past the 50-yard line against LSU the entire game. But Utah's not LSU. BYU should be able to move the ball on them. The question is, can they finish drives and score points?
So it's as simple as watch the quarterbacks and watch for oddities, which seem to always happen when these two teams get together.
And the best advice comes from the great Jim McMahon, who told me before the LSU game, the key for BYU to win tonight, score more points. It always comes down to that.
Absolutely. Where's your seat? I think you have the best seat in the house.
I have the highest seat. I have the highest seat. Blaine Fowler and I will be on top of the stadium, as we call the game for BYU TV. It's on ESPN2 at 8:15, also on KSL News Radio. And then when that game's over, the BYU TV broadcast goes on, and we go deep into the night.
So I've always wanted to ask this question. When you're up there calling a game, are you watching TV screens up there, or are you using binoculars to watch on the field?
I got three or four monitors and binoculars and a spotter. And you know, now I'm getting older, I'm seeing less and less of the game the higher and higher I sit. So I rely on those monitors and my spot folks, and it is a spectacular way to watch a football game. But the best way is to be sitting down in there in your seats in the 20-yard line next to your buddies or your kids, your wife. You got your colors on, your neighbors have their colors on, and you hoot and holler and have the best 4 hours of the year sitting next to each other, getting after each other.